When the Achim saw that Yaakov died, they became afraid. Pasuk says, "Vayirach Yosef kimeis avihem," and they said, "Vayomru lo luyist menu Yosef hoshev Yosef lo nes kol haroa asher gomalnu loisay." Maybe Yosef will still hate us, and he'll take revenge on everything that we did to him. So. And then what their strategy they used was they told Yosef that Yaakov had told them before he passed away that they should give this message to Yosef and should take care of them and shouldn't take revenge on them. So the Das Kanim here on the bottom says Vayetzavel Yosef Uvechai Yavim Loma Lo Yitzivu Elo Omru. Says, in the life of their fathers, they didn't refer to this, because they said, why should we be ma'ira, the sinner? He probably forgot about it. This is a ma'isa that took place many years ago, and we don't want to start up. But what happened? Kivon shechozru milikbor avihem, they came back from burying Yaakov, Over Yosef al Haboyer Sheishlichuhu Echov. The boar, they came, Yosef came past the boar that his brothers sent, that his brother threw him into. Omar, Boruch Sheosli Nes Bamokim Hazeh. He made a brocha there, that Anes was done to him. He was thrown into this boar, and there were all kinds of Nechoshim, Vakrabim, all kinds of things, and Lamai said he was saved. So Boruch Sheosli Nes Bamokim Hazeh. Omru, Adayin yesh sino tmuno beliboy. He still has some hatred in his heart, they said. He says, miyad vayetzav el Yosef, and then they came up with this idea, they're going to tell Yosef that Yaakov said that he shouldn't do anything to them. He seems to say that they passed by the boar, they saw Yosef making a brocha, boruch shosali nes mokam hazeh, and they said, "Omru, adayin yesh sino tumuna beliboy." This, he still hates us. The question is, what's going on over here? Yosef passed this bar. Miracles that happened to him. A miracle that happened. He came alive, and many great things ensued after that. And he makes a bracha. So to understand even that, the Chizkuni says. The Loshni says, when he said the brocha, boruch she'osli mokam hazeh, v'heim shomu al kein yiru pentis chadish olof kol haroa she'osli. They were afraid maybe because he passed the boar and he said this boruch she'osli nes, that maybe will be nischadish all of the evil. He'll start to remember and relive and recall all of that. Even that is a bit strange, because what did he do? He passed the boar, and it seems they heard him say boruch she'osli nes b'mokam hazeh, which means they knew what the boar. If he knew what the boar was, they mustama knew which boar was also. But they heard him, and he was expressing the nes. He was expressing the good that happened to him here. But they said, no, maybe this expression of the good is me'irer this the whole parsha again, and therefore we have to be concerned, and they're going to go tell him this story, what Yaakov said. But the Das Kanim says even more. He says it in Beloshim Vada. He says, as soon as he says, Omru, Adayin yesh sino temuna beliboy, miyad vayitzavu. He says, for sure, he still hates us. He still hates us. What happened? They weren't worried about it. They didn't want to be me'irer. They thought in his lifetime, they thought that he forgot it. That's why in the lifetime of their father, he says they didn't want to say anything. Then all of a sudden he passes the boer. He doesn't pass the boer. Oy, Gewalt, look what happened to me here. And he starts to go through the trauma of everything that he experienced. He passes the boer, and besimcha, he makes a brocha, boruch she'osli nes b'mokam hazeh. Now all of a sudden, the Achim look at that and they say, the sinner is still in his heart. He must hate us. He must hate us, and we now have to do something. We have no choice. We got to come up, or they had, or we have to come up with a plan, because we know that Yosef hates us. doesn't seem to follow that they know that he does. Even to say that it should be nis'oirer the sinah mechodesh is questionable when he's looking at it from a positive perspective, and all the other positive things he even tells it to them. Look what Hashem did to me in Mitzrayim. It's all from Hashem. You see, don't fi al te'otzvu. It's ki lemichyo shlochani elikim. But here, Imamashi came by, he said a brocha boruch shochlines, and the daskenim says, and they were sure. The bevadai, it says, that he adayin yesh sinah b'temuna b'liboy. He still has some sinah. How much sinah? It's temuna b'liboy, but there's something there. And it seems that the psychology of the human being is that there are certain connections that are made. He went through a traumatic experience. He was thrown into the bor. It must have been scary there first. I mean, even he was the great Baal Bitochem, but he was alone there with all these poisonous or devouring or human attacking creatures. It wasn't exactly a pleasant experience, and it certainly had a certain trauma. And as far as they're concerned, it's been in the past, and he indicated this in the past. There's nothing against them, and everything is fine. They communicated. They got along together when Yaakov was still alive, and then he took care of them, and he gave them Goshen, and he did everything for them, and everything seems fine, and he forgot all about it. But the minute that they saw that he was Nisoyer, he passed the place, and he remembered what happened. He remembered what happened in a positive way, because he said, Boruch Shos Lines B'mokom Hazeh. But as far as they're concerned, the connection to the hatred, to the sinah, to the taina, to the pain that they caused him was so real that it must be. In other words, on some level, he couldn't possibly divorce the events that took place, and even looking at them from a positive perspective, and the fact that they were connected with something that was very bad, that his brothers threw him in there, and the hatred or whatever resentment he should normally have because of that. So it seems that the connection between events of the past and emotional reaction to those events are not really divorceable. And at some level, that the Achim in their wisdom in psychology understood that at some level, that if in fact he remembers what happened, even in a very positive vein, he remembers it positively, but because he is now remembering what happened, that it cannot be that sinah is also not ignited on some level, and even beyond what the Chizkuni says, that maybe it's going to be united. The Das Kenim seems to say that they felt that it had to be. There's some level of that is there, and the Mela, they had to take action. So what does this have to do with life and with us and with our reality? And I think that we live in a world where everybody has his fair share of traumatic experiences. Traumatic experiences sometimes are, we margish that it's at the hands of a person. Somebody treated us inappropriately. Sometimes we're margish that it's men hashamayim, yisurim, that come without any human agency, just men hashamayim. Sometimes even when we feel there was a human agent involved, but we also have that sense of it had to be men hashamayim, that a person has no power to do anything unless it's nigzar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So memela, there's always something there about the agent, and certainly something there about the prime cause of what made all these things happen in the first place. And sometimes we think that, I want to get beyond it. I would like to get, and that's a lot of life is spent just moving beyond trauma, and to be able to function in a very positive way despite negative life's experiences, and there are so many of them that, and so varied, diversified, and so it's almost beyond human imagination how many different traumatic experiences we people do experience. So one would think that I'm gonna look at it from a positive perspective. I'm gonna remember what happened, and I'm gonna transpose it to something positive. And there is a lot to say. There is no question about it. And one of the things, one of the even helpful things to do in facing trauma is to put it in a positive spin and try to show the benefits that I gained from it. Rabbi Yosef certainly had the opportunity here to say that from that experience, who knows if that wasn't the beginning of his career as the ultimate, the consummate Baal Bitochen Boruch HaGever Asher Som Hashem Miftachozu Yosef. He was there in the Boer and he was saved, and from that terrible tragedy he came Sheni LeMelech Mitzrayim and the parnas of the whole Middle East. I mean, like, there was a lot to be said. He's taka said, Boruch Shosali Nes Bamokam Azeh. But it seems that that's not enough. That the connection to the negative, to the reason to hate, to the reason to resent, to the reason to be upset, it remains there. And that seems to be that maybe unlikely, or maybe very, maybe almost impossible. I know nothing's impossible, but maybe almost impossible to uproot. And therefore, it would seem that the appropriate approach to these things would be to get beyond the entire thing. It's maybe there's some psychological benefit of getting it out in the first place. I don't know. I'm not so sure. That's maybe chalukei deis among psychologists. I don't know. But certainly to get beyond it and not to think about it, because it seems that when I think about it, then it happens to the connection to the negative is too imperative, is too deeply ingrained, is too tied up permanently with that experience, that allowing myself to think about the experience even in a positive way is going to have inevitably some detrimental or negative or reliving effect, reliving that trauma effect. And I thought therefore that maybe we have to rethink Bichlal, if we want to move on in life, we have to rethink a lot of different things, a lot of the associations that allow us to associate with situations which had some negative import or connotation. Maybe those associations have to be discontinued. Maybe we have to, I don't know, you know, by certain things it says a person should move to a different place. Baal Tshuva, it says, that's really talking about something else. Maybe changing a name, not suggesting that, Lamaisa. But maybe, you know, the way I conduct myself, the way I look at myself, the way I dress, the way I respond to certain things. A person has to see himself differently and not keep on looking back at the same the same original source, even though I look at that source now in a positive way and I say that, Baruch Hashem, look where I've come from, where I've been, look where I've come to. But Lemaisa, it carries with it that revisiting and re-experiencing that trauma. So maybe we have to think about things in those terms.